Steve Ballmer has introduced himself to Los Angeles Clippers fans at a rally celebrating his new ownership of the NBA team. The former Microsoft CEO made his way through the crowd inside Staples Center, exchanging high fives and clapping furiously as he took the stage Monday. Ballmer paid a record $2 billion for the team in a sale that was confirmed by a judge last week. In Major League Baseball in the American League, the Los Angeles Angels extended its AL West lead to a half game over Oakland with a 4-2 victory over the Boston Red Sox. Mike Trout and Albert Pujols hit consecutive RBI doubles. David Ortiz reached base four times with a double, single, and two walks for the Red Sox, who have lost 3 of 4 after winning 4 straight. Elsewhere, Baltimore topped the White Sox 8-2, and Kansas City defeated Minnesota 6-4, giving Kansas City a 2-game lead over Detroit in the AL Central. The Yankees had a day off yesterday and will face Houston at home tonight. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs rallied for a 4-1 victory over the New York Mets, who were held to 4 hits. Meanwhile, Washington edged Arizona 5-4-11. Atlanta won against Pittsburgh 7-3. St. Louis slid past Cincinnati 6-5-10. Browns head coach Mike Pettine had hoped to name his regular season starting quarterback by today, but that was before Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel failed to impress during Cleveland's 24-23 loss to Washington. Hoyer was just 2-for-6 for 16 yards in 5 series, and Manziel completed 7 of his 16 throws for 65 yards and a touchdown. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.